Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, your host, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today, we bring another special guest. His name is Josh, and he's the founder and CEO of Hero Fulfillment. And he's one of the top, I would say, services out there when it comes to, you know, dealing with your fulfillment, your warehouse, and basically a one-stop solution when it comes to being a 3PL. And I think that's why I wanted to bring Josh on board today, because he's very well knowledge about everything regarding fulfillment. They're located in Europe, so they know the region very well as well. And actually, before going live, I was talking to Josh, like, you know, the Amazon game is actually changing. There's a lot of things that sellers, I feel, are neglecting, and is impacting their business significantly from all fronts, right? From the logistics of things, advertisements, and more. And that's why I wanted to bring Josh, so we can have this conversation and provide you guys with as much knowledge as possible. So Josh, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I have everyone that can listen. You know, I'm very happy to be here because I know you for a while already. And I'm following you and the great thing you're doing. And I actually listen to all the episodes before. So it's fun to be on the episode myself.
Good. So you're fully prepared now for my questions.
Something like that.
That's good. That's good. So I guess let's start first with a quick intro about you. You have an amazing background. Your company is growing very fast in the space. So tell us a little bit about who's Josh, and also how you went from basically your entrepreneurship background to also found your company, Hero Fulfillment.
Yeah. Right. So, my name is Josh. I'm in Belgium already for 15 years. And currently now I'm talking to you from my office in the warehouse and the fulfillment center we have here, located just outside of Antwerp. Basically, we are in between the two biggest ports in Europe, because we have the Rotterdam port, the hour away from me, hour and 20 minutes, and the Antwerp port is 20 minutes away from me. So we're like in middle.
Perfect.
And this is, we are in a very, very good location. So we can spread out all our orders every day all over Europe, because we are really in the heart of Europe. We have a warehouse that we give actually service for three type of entrepreneurs or customers. Actually, I will tell you something. I don't like to say customers. I say partners. Because if my customers' business goes well, my business goes well. So I always call them partners. Okay? So we partner with entrepreneurs that sell on Amazon that they need to keep very large quantities in Europe, because they sell a lot, but they don't want to keep it in Amazon such large quantities. So we receive it for them, we keep it for them, and then we ship out pallets or boxes, depends on the client and the size of the items, once a week, once in 2 weeks, depends exactly what he sells. Yeah. As well, we give them all service FBA prep. We call it projects, okay, because it's not a daily order. We have a daily team that does the daily order, but then we have a project team that they do only project, nothing to do with the daily orders. Nice. We get in all the goods if we need to repack them, relabel them, whatever, just, you know, you think in mind, yeah, we do. And this we do also for Amazon and also for different marketplaces. Zalando, Bol, different marketplaces, we do it as well. This is one part, okay? We call it marketplaces. And then we have the B2C sellers that sell online and private sites, okay? Typical will be Shopify, Magento, WooCommerce, whatever. And then we have a WMS program. Actually, I work with Shipiro, a top program for 3PL. I'm very happy with them. Good communication, top service, nice. Really happy with them. And we connect to the site, okay? Actually, we can connect also on Amazon. But Amazon usually it's a bit the different needs of the customers. We connect to their site. So let's say we have a customer that has a Shopify site. We connect to the Shopify site, and then we receive the orders to our warehouse, the pickers, get on the notification, the go, the scan out the item, pack it, ship it out to the end user. Okay, so we ship all over Europe daily, large amounts of parcels to the end user. And then we have another type of project, and then we work with retail stores. So basically more local chains, okay? And then, well, interesting of them, they have the same requirement like Amazon. Not exactly the same, but same craziness. Has to be this height, this packed like this. Look, put it this way, a 10%, 10 centimeter away from the pallet. Whoa, don't ask, but we have experience with them. And we know exactly how to pack and what to do. So typically we will get a bulk. For example, now we have a project of lights, like solar lights that you put in the garden, solar lights. Mm-hmm. So we got a box with hundreds of thousands units, and we pack it per 12.
Wow.
Okay. So this is a product that we do. But yeah, we do all over. You know what? Let's say it in one word. If you open my site, you will see that our service is one. You sell.
We do the rest. Yeah, that's crazy. I love it. I love that slogan. I might steal it. No, just kidding. That's very good. Very good. Awesome, Jers. So now, I mean, at the same time, it's great that you explain all the things that you guys do, because I feel very often sellers, you know, don't understand the importance of having the right partners in the logistic side of things. I strongly believe the logistic is one of the strongest pillars of your business. If you don't have the right partner, everything goes down, right? You don't have inventory on time. You don't have everything in terms of, you know, the requirements of a specific prep and pack. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why overall, and I'm sure you can explain this better than myself, why having the right partner, especially Amazon sellers, when it comes to logistics is key. Like, what are some of the things you feel Amazon sellers, unfortunately, are not doing correctly themselves, where you can come with your team and make sure they receive the right support and strategy? Yeah.
Right. And interesting enough, it also has to be with my past back in 2016 when I was an Amazon seller. Then I understood then the importance of the right logistic partner and why. Because basically, just take a step back, okay? You live, whatever you live in the world, even though if you live in Europe, okay? You have, by me, hundreds and thousands of dollars of goods in your partner, logistic partner, and you, basically, your business is by a third party, right? You do the marketing, you do a great job in the marketing, you run your listings, you run your pictures, you do an amazing job. But the goods, the business is by me. And if I can't give you a good service, you suck, right? It has to do with Amazon, has to do when if you have your own site, it doesn't matter. If you run out of your goods in the Amazon and your listings start to fall down, doesn't matter how great you did it. Doesn't matter. You suck. Okay, and this I understood when I needed a warehouse, when I have a warehouse, and this is why I'm so sensitive for it. This is why I put so much effort and same day. It can be crazy, same day.
Yeah. You went through the pain and you know how impactful it is
exactly.
for your business. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I have millions of euros of goods in my fulfillment center, and every one of them is like my private child. You know why? Because I know that behind these goods, is an entrepreneur that put in his life and his effort and his money.
It's their business, it's their family, it's their livelihood, everything.
Everything is inside. And if I don't give him the right service, if I mess up, his business life and etc. This is why we take it very serious. And this is why we put a lot of effort on it as well. For example, we wrap it, we pack it, even to Amazon, we pack it very nicely, very strong, very. When I bring in new workers to the warehouse, I always tell them, they tell, but in the previous place we worked, we just did it. No. By us, everyone has to come out like we're shipping it out to a wedding. Nice.
Exactly.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because when you receive a package, you don't know that it came from me. You know it came from the customer, right? We want to do a good impression. So, yes, to have a good partner, I think this is the key. I spoke a while ago to a friend of mine that wanted to go more into the online. He has a physical store, very successful, but he never did online. And he said, maybe it's time I go into the online. I told him, he told me, you think my goods will sell online?
Yeah.
I told him, listen, I think you have to have a good marketing and a good logistic partner. If you have them, doesn't matter. If your goods are not quality goods, so you're never going to sell a second time. But if you have quality goods, you're going to sell all over. So yeah, I find it very important. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
another point, and this is really a painful point, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communication with the logistic partner. And why I'm saying it, because when I had back in 2016, I had a warehouse in the United States. It was so difficult. You know, you're building a business.
It's like a black box. Your pros are there, but you cannot get to them. Yeah.
100%. And you send the emails and you call and you don't get an answer. One of 3-4 days, you get like, oh, I'm searching your case, and you get so frustrated. I mean, my business, right? So this is one of the things we have here, team, that this is a job. Even if I don't have an answer on the spot, we say, well, we received your email. We will answer within 2 hours the answer. So we promise the answer within 2 hours. Usually it's 20 minutes, but within 2 hours, because we want to solve this pain. Because can be that a client of mine will have €1 million goods and I will answer him only 2 days after. No. 2 hours, within 2 hours, usually 20 minutes, we get an answer and we work with. Because this is a painful, very painful point. And you know, if you go to my site, you can see I have video reviews of my clients. And it was something that makes me very touched, that all of them speak about your communication. Communication, communicate, because I believe it's a key. I can't say that I never have mistakes. I can't say that if never, you know, we send a parcel, gets stuck in customs, and they're so frustrated. Where's my? It can happen. But if you have healthy communication, you tell them, hey, man, we're working on it. We're trying to solve it. Sorry for that. Let's rethink what we can do to solve it.
Give option, put things on the table to work together. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this is something we put in effort. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Now, I think something that is important to bring to the table is with all the things that Amazon is running now, especially with fees and all of that, like having proper inventory management is more important than ever. We see how Amazon in the past were very strict only with having overstock, but now they also can penalize you for not having enough stock on your hands. So that means now having proper segmentation in terms of where your inventory is within a 3PL and sending enough, but not too much to Amazon is more important than ever. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you guys, even internally or in general as a system, you would advise a seller to navigate this situation, because I feel it's so difficult when you have a lead time from China, you have a lead time from shipping, you have a lead time for Amazon checking the inventory, lead time for a 3PL. So how you recommend usually to combine all these into a formula that makes sure you always have enough inventory in hand? Like, what is your advice?
And I want to ask you, I want to put on your question as a few kilos to make the question more. Since Corona, okay, shipping is not the same. We had Corona, and then we have Russia with Ukraine, and now we have the Yemens. Okay, so since then, everything changed.
Nothing is the same. It's
not the same. So you can't say, if I will order now, the goods gonna be ready in 30 days. I ship it into the EU. It's gonna be in 2.5 weeks. This is over. Okay, because since then, every week we have a new story. Something is happening in the world, and it has a big effect on it, everything. Okay. So a month and a half ago, one of my clients was so upset that his container took longer, because we do also the logistics for our clients. We give a full supply chain. Okay.
Awesome.
So he sent me an email. Josh, I'm so upset. It's taking too long. I said, hey, my friend, it's the Yemen's. They're going the other way now. We can't go the same way like we went till now. It changed, right? But I'm not going to have inventory. You're right. And that's why your question is such an important point. I strongly believe that you have to do your production in China 90 days before you want to have your goods by you. 90 days. Mm. Not anymore. 90 days. Why? Because in the world from today, everything could go wrong, and you can risk and take the chance that now a war between I don't know who, and it is now you can't take this chance, right? So I think 90 days. And this is one of the things that we work with our WMS system, that you see exactly, okay, how much you sell per month, how much you send per month, where is your level of inventory, where's your container that needs to come in, and then you see situation, and you know, okay, now we have to take action on this queue, now we have to take action on this color, whatever it is, right? So I think that 90 days is a minimum.
Okay.
You have to order your inventory before you want to have it by Amazon.
Nice. Good. And in terms of, I guess, quantity, because we all will hear all the time that now people advise to have 3 months of inventory in hand. But again, this is within Amazon itself. And given the fact that your company itself can also provide the service of storing the goods of sellers, like, what is usually the good ratio the sellers should approach when working with somebody like you? Because let's say I have 3 months of inventory on Amazon, then at the same time, I need to have something within my 3PL as I receive my inventory from China. So how you connect all that chain of communication? Like, is there a ratio how much you need to have on Amazon, how much it needs to be with you, and to have a perfect balance? Is there maybe a formula based on your experience?
Yes. Yeah. So what we do, we usually build a plan with every client. Mm-hmm. After 6 months of working together, and we go over also the Q4 together, so mm-hmm. we need to know exactly what's the volume and how his business works, and then we build some type of plan. We always suggest always to have minimum, you said 3 months, but we say 2 months, and the logistics, and nice. order 90 days. Okay, so yes, you have to have a lot of money in your goods, it's correct. But if not, every small thing can go wrong. And also, very much depends your item and your demand of the item. And if you have a season item or you have an all year item, it's very much has a big effect. But yeah, you can't anymore work. Drop shipping style work doesn't work anymore. Okay, I'm not talking exactly. really drop shipping. The idea that I order, I sell, doesn't work. You have capital, you have to have the item.
Exactly. Of course. Now, something that I feel also having a partner like you is super important is that we are entering into an era where being omnichannel is more important than ever. The days of only having your business on Amazon, I feel they're coming to an end. Not because it's not possible, but because, first of all, it's very dangerous, and we saw what happened during COVID and all of that. And at the same time, we have realized that, you know, there are actually many other doors that can be huge opportunity for a business, and sometimes we just get our head trapped into this Amazon bubble to some extent, right? So what I'm trying to get with this is, like, I'm sure you also have clients that not only use you for Amazon, but they also use you to fulfill for example the D2C operations and everything. So tell us usually how that usually works as well, like, because that's the beauty of working with somebody, a partner like you. Like, you can use your hub, in this case, you guys, and then you can expand to many other marketplaces besides Amazon, right?
100%. So, for example, I have a few clients, big clients here, Amazon clients, and I spoke to them a few times. I told them, you know, Amazon is amazing. Amazon is really a good marketplace, but Amazon is the strongest army in the world. They have all the data.
They have all the goods.
They have money by them. They control the market of the world. Now, what if, okay, Amazon decides to make you problems, you're in trouble. And from my experience, I got blocked on Amazon back the years. So I know what it feels to be blocked the Q4 with goods for high volume and money invested in the goods and you're blocked, okay? So if, first of all, so to put the eggs in one case or one box, it's not a good idea. And the opportunities outside are crazy. Okay, so even if you go to other marketplaces, like let's, I'm talking now, let's say Belgium, Netherlands has a site or a marketplace named Bol, BOL.com.
Yeah,
they're actually we can sell there for our clients. We have a different business that American clients or even European clients that want to sell in Bol, we do that for them. We have some
nice,
but it's another opportunity. The prices is around 10% higher than Amazon. Mm-hmm. Belgium and Netherlands together, it's between 35 and 40 million people, don't catch me on the number, and a very much large person buy only in Bol, okay, or mainly in Bol.
Okay, so interesting. Bol
is Bol is a very growing fast market, and it's also opportunity. Okay, and the biggest opportunity, it fell out. The biggest opportunity is actually your own site. It sounds scary maybe for some people, but if you have your own site, you have your own data. You have your, I'm not even talking that if you build a email list and then you put in a new item Amazon and you give them some percentage to go buy there, and all of them go buy there, you can rank and review them, whatever, without Amazon even realizing the connection. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking only that you have a language with your customers, and then you can even sense so many things through. I will tell you something one of my clients did. He was on Amazon. He had a very successful, He has like a brand of few items, very successful. He opened his private Shopify. Took him a few years to grow it. But now, he like the last Q4, okay, he took out a new item based on what his clients want. He sends all of them an email list and he asks them, if you want a new item for my family, what do you want? He got answers, okay? He built it up. He has a new item that he didn't even think about. He told me, I never put the connection between this item with my items. You understand? And it went berserk. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you have your own site, you basically you become a mini Amazon for your items, okay? You cut the cost from Amazon, okay? You talk directly to your customers, okay?
Yeah.
And you can grow your business and do a lot of fun stuff. So
yeah,
I think it's something that is very, very important.
Even
though people feel, you know, I'm doing well in Amazon. Yeah, now I should start. You know, I'm so busy.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of these sellers that they get, Amazon. Now, especially this year, things are getting tougher. I see them. They're struggling. They don't have the same margins anymore. They are reducing teams because essentially they rely so much on a machine, which again, is a great machine, don't get me wrong. But the fact that you don't have any other cash flow avenues, that's dangerous because you get suspended one day, or as you say, a listing down, or Amazon Basics comes into the category, or the manufacturer comes directly. Yeah, that's it, right? So it's tough, 100%. Now, let's talk about the perspective, also the benefit of having a partner from also dealing with all the extra things that come besides only storing and sending inventory to Amazon, because I have clients that they deal with a lot of issues when it comes to returns, or they have stranded inventory that they have to relabel, or they have to repackage, or they want to do bundles. Bundles is actually a very interesting thing as well, because tell us a little bit about all those extra like add-ons that goes beyond only storing and shipping that are key for a seller. Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, we have a client that he has a lot of SKUs, all the same line. Now, one SKU didn't go well, and he bought from this SKU. It's a small SKU, small item. Mm. He bought crazy amounts of it. He was sure it's going to be a hit. It didn't go. And he calls me one day, tells me, Josh, what I'm going to do with this SKU? It's not moving. I'm paying by you every month the storage. I'm not being able to sell Amazon, doesn't go. So I told him, you know what you're going to do? You're going to do a bundle. Take the most selling item that you have, with the item that sells comme ci, comme ça, okay, not so much, in this bundle, put it together, okay, and put it on a price. Don't now try to gain the most. Put it on a price that you still earn good.
Attractive,
voila. And the client will see opportunity in it, okay? So within a few months, he finishes stock. So a bundle is an amazing opportunity. We're thinking out of the box, okay? For example, we have an item that has a very low margin on his items, okay? So first he said, well, I can't sell that item. He's a manufacturer with own item. What am I going to do? I can't go online. Put together, change the colors, put together a few together, put in some accessory that costs you nothing but makes the patches look amazing.
Exactly.
And take it out. So these things we do the whole time, as well as Amazon returns. A lot of time we get a lot of returns from Amazon. A lot in the niche of beauty and vitamins that Amazon can suspend some type of item, some type of whatever. So we rebundle it in different ways, different boxes, different ingredients. We make it all nice and beautiful. And then Amazon gets the item and it sells well. So bundling can be a really good solution for pricing, for an item that doesn't go well. If Amazon suspends you, or you know, a lot of times it's the same item that gets shipped out. You just bundle it like 2, 3, or 4, and you can give even a lower price, and then you upside there. So yeah, bundle is an amazing solution.
Awesome. Now, something I want to start bringing to the table so we can start coming to the end of the episode is what is the best strategy to expand within Europe? And I think you're the perfect person for this. First of all, because of your location, you're next to, as you said, the biggest ports. And I know something that's been known lately in the space, that the best way to actually bring goods into Europe
is to the Netherlands, right? And but some people still don't understand why that's the reason, right? So it would be great if you can also give us like high level why that's the case, and what are some of the benefits of using Netherlands as the proxy location to enter Europe, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, I'm in Belgium, okay? And even though I'm in Belgium, I also bring a lot of goods through Netherlands, okay? We bring also Belgian port, also Netherlands. First of all, Rotterdam is the biggest port in Europe, okay? Mm-hmm. It's also very easy. And I will tell you a secret. I know the company that brings in for Amazon a lot of containers, Amazon Germany, as they bring it through Netherlands and take it to Germany, okay? It's the biggest port. You have a Ute Talk there, means the service is very good. It's not very tough with all regulations. Okay. Yeah. These days, if it goes into Rotterdam or it's a heavy European country and it leaves this country, they don't really care. Okay. Because it's in the EU. So it goes from, let's say, Netherlands to Belgium. They don't really care. It looks it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though you have to have a VAT in every single country. Okay. If you want to send a market in Amazon, but also my clients have a Belgium VAT or that nice. Netherlands VAT. It doesn't matter. It works with me. We can also bring it through Netherlands. It's easy. It's smooth. It's nice. Netherlands and Belgium is the same in my point of view. But yes, it's for sure this part of Europe is better. And again, we sit in the heart of Europe, okay? Amazon Dortmund is an hour and a half away from me, the Amazon warehouse in Germany. And then if we took into the UK, it's 3.5 hours. If you look into the
Italy, exactly,
it's 2 hours. So France, it's 2 hours.
It's near everything.
Not in the heart, not in the heart of France. But I'm talking about now on the borders, okay? So we everywhere. We everywhere. And that's why we can send every day thousands of parcels B2C and Amazon every single day. And I give you the last tip.
Yeah.
When you send to Amazon in Europe, send only with UPS, okay? Or you get your labels within your Amazon account, okay, Seller Central, and then you pay really low prices, okay? Or you, even if you do, you go through UPS, always with UPS to Amazon. Why? Amazon Europe are partners with UPS, okay? So UPS gets the top. First of all, UPS does it for Amazon itself also, and also partners. And this why they work together very well, and it goes very, very smooth, UPS. So if I ship out from my warehouse, for example, to Germany, it leaves my warehouse around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Next day in the morning, my client already sees it in his account in Germany.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow. That's amazing.
UPS really works well. So or you take out the label within your Seller Central, and you pay UPS labels, yeah? Amazon will always give you the UPS label, but you sell really cheap. And if it's not, always UPS to Amazon.
Great. That's amazing, Jess. So any last, I guess, before we conclude, any last tip or maybe word of advice or prediction, something you want to share so we can have the big closure? Anything so you want to share?
I didn't really say my story, but one thing I want to say. Entrepreneur is in your blood. If someone is entrepreneur, you should never give up. Also, if you see something doesn't go the way he thinks, you should try to understand why it doesn't work and try to invent something that works. And the future is online. It's not only the future, it's now. But people think what's going to happen. We are buying online. Our kids are going to buy online. So if you want to, you know, sit well, online is the place.
Awesome. Yes. So in case anybody wants to reach out and use your services, how they can find you and reach out to you and your team?
So they can, or josh@herofulfillment.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is my email address, my personal email address, and also through my website. But if you see here, Josh at Hero Fulfillment, so just Josh at Fulfillment and the end is .com. They send me email. They tell me they came for the episode. They will get some time. So they will get something special if they came for the episode.
A gift on behalf.
Gift. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And we look only for partners for long term. Okay. Yeah. People that come to crush it. Okay.
Awesome.
And
That's the mindset. Good, Jess. So thank you so much, guys. I'm going to leave all the information down in the description. In the meantime, I want to thank you once more, Josh, and see you in the next one. Yeah.
Thank you so much. So much for having me. Can't wait to meet you again.
Yeah. Pleasure.
We had bye fun bye. Last see time. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomc.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomc.